Greetings, my dear friends listening to this conversation this morning. I am Rob Christie. I'm here with my dear friend Jim Hamilton. We're both past the big 7-0, just so you know. I've been involved in personal growth and transformation for 5 decades, and Jim just as long. And as you travel the path, you meet a lot of teachers and people offering support. And Jim's definitely in my top five, and there are days when he's number one. The technology he has to offer to anyone who is seriously interested in making meaningful change in their lives and understanding how the universe actually works is second to none. Jim, we've talked on a number of occasions about the map of consciousness, which I think is an extremely powerful tool. Would you care to comment on that for our listeners this morning?
Well, I would, Rob, and it's great to be in touch. And let me say, I don't really like being referred to as being in my 70s, only because, and you see, I'm technically 71, but I'm the worst 71-year-old person you'll ever meet. I do not fit that at all. And probably the shortcoming of identifying in this age bracket is other people have ideas of what 70 is. And so if you think about it from the perspective of an affirmation and other people buying into it, it's just a thought. So what we're talking about is prayer and affirmations and allowing. That's kind of where the conversation's gotten to. And the map of consciousness is a really interesting document. It comes from Dr. David Hawkins. It was first published in his first book of a series called Law, the Power versus Force. And what he did was he identified a scale of 0 to 1,000, with 0 to under 200 being the states of apathy, fear, grief, anxiety, rage, whatever, up through pride, which is all highly resistant states, highly rigid states. And I'm flashing the map up so people can look at it. But you move up the map and you at 200 and you move to courage. And courage is when you start breaking away from the rigidity and the resistance, and allowing is what naturally becomes more available. So as you move out of resistance, you start moving into allowing, and it takes courage to do that. And as you move up the map, which is not really a mind-driven experience, consciousness is less mind and more allowing. And as more allowing becomes available, our lives improve, because allowing brings us something new and different in each moment, where resistance brings us more of the same. And so moving up the map of consciousness brings gradient levels of improvement of allowing. And the funnest part of that is that as we move into more allowing, we naturally become more blended with source. And you see, what's important about this is ultimately this is what our prayer, I say, is to be about. This is what our prayer, it's what our prayer should be. Our prayer should be about our connection with source. Our prayer should be about being a mechanism by which innate intelligence or source or God expresses through us into this dimension. And as we move less and less and less resistance and more and more and more allowing, we naturally become more blended, to the point, as you move up the map high enough at 700 on the map, one person at 700, this is according to Dr. David Hawkins, one person at 700 counterbalances the negativity of 70 million people below 200. One person at 600 counterbalances the negativity of 10 million people below 200. One person at 500 counterbalances the negativity of, I think, 750,000. And the point is the more we become blended with source, I don't want to say the more powerful we become, because that's kind of a mental conscript, a mental projection, a mental description. But as we move into more allowing, we become more blended with source. And the more blended with source, the more exponential we become in our contribution for making the world a better place. And I would say that our prayer foundationally needs to be around this rise of consciousness by learning how to let go. So our prayer isn't so much about what we want and this and that as it is about letting go and how the map of consciousness identifies itself in that manner.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Any particular person, including the people listening to us today, are going to land somewhere on that map, which can be, you know, illustrated in beautiful linear fashion, you know, from the 200 all the way up to enlightenment. And as such, their ability to resonate with what you are sharing increases, you know, the higher they happen to be on that map. And the good news is, wherever they happen to land, you offer proven technologies to support people in continuing to rise.
Well, it's a great question and a great remark. And of course, the answer is yes. The idea is that, so most of us start out in resistance and very variant grades. Boy, I make up words as I go along. Variant grades of resistance, partly from our teachings, from our parents, partly from the teachings of the world around us and this and that. And it's people that are more inclined toward consciousness, they're more inclined toward discovering the allowing part. It's their nature. And the rest of us have to learn it at some certain rate and speed. The beauty of the whole thing is that it generates evidence. In other words, as we have affirmations, as we refine our prayer and our output and our broadcast, we see a new type of quality of reality forming in our life. And so for some people, the conversation we're having comes to them a little bit easier because they kind of have an inner knowing about this in the first place at some gradient level. And other people, they're a little bit more, I'll say struggling. I'm working with a young man right now a little bit, and he wants this this concept of consciousness. He knows there's more. He simply does. I don't know how old he is. I don't know if he's as young as 24, or maybe he's, I don't know how old he is. But he has, and so he, what he's looking for is how to get off on the right foot with it. And he had some ideas that were a little bit strange, and he wanted somebody he could talk with about it. But the point is probably the most effective thing that I have to offer, besides getting involved in my newsletters and my website, coreresonance.com, is the Soaring Affirmation Prosperity and Guidance Light program and coaching program that I'm offering right now. Because what we're learning how to do is saturate the mind with a type of affirmation so that we can powerfully influence our output and our broadcast. In other words, the mind runs on its own. We're not our mind, we're not our body, and we're not our brain. We actually are awareness, especially once we learn how to differentiate. And so that means we have dominion over the mind. And so we can, through a type of affirmation, what I like to say, saturate the mind with a type of thinking and a type of, I don't want to say facts, but a type of thinking such that it influences our broadcast, and as our broadcast becomes influenced, our reality creating shifts for the better. And in fact, there's an expression, let's see if I can come up with it. Let's see, the score, oh gee, I wonder if I can come up with this. The quality of our reality creating is a scorecard for the quality of our connection with source. So as we learn how to clean up our broadcast, we naturally start becoming more enabled of our natural state of connection with source. And as we become more enabled of our natural state of connection with source, the quality of our reality creating improves. And if nothing else, simply moving out of resistance into more allowing, the quality of our reality creating will improve. But this becomes a scorecard as we see our lives take on new meaning and new contribution for not only ourselves, but for others, being a cog in other people's unfolding. So there's a magic that becomes available when we learn how to let go. And that's what Core Resonance and Visionaries Lab is about. And that's what these videos and the conversations we're having are all about.
It's going back to the map of consciousness. It seems that at certain lower ranges, it's perfectly natural to experience life as it's all about me, what's in it for me, resisting what we don't want. And then as we rise, at some point, you wake up in the morning and you say, wait a minute. It's not all about me. You know, I'm here to serve.
Well, you know, I'll tell you something funny. In my world, it is all about me. I am here to have a blast on this planet. I am learning how to partner with Source. I've become partnered with Source. I've become so much bigger than what I was. It might even sound ego, but it's not ego. What I'm doing is I'm stepping into my power by becoming partnered with innate intelligence and Source. And the truth is, it is all about me. That might not sound right, but see, our personal power, personal performance, what's another term? You know, it's not, when I say humility, you know, humility is what we assume is what consciousness looks like. And there's different gradients. I'm here to have a blast on this planet. I don't want to be Marvin Milquetoast. I want it all. But being blended with Source means that I'm not driving the show, but I am here for the ride of a lifetime on this planet, this go around. And contributing to others is huge. I get in the most incredible conversations. Those things are powerful to me. So there I get it. See, those things are powerful to me. Being part of the world, being a conscious contributor, isn't about ego, but it's about, you might say in a way, living the big life. But it's all about partnership with Source. It's all about being plugged into guidance. It's all about being bigger than life, because most of life is resistance based. And when you start becoming bigger than life, I could almost say you have more responsibility, but you don't have more responsibility, because being partnered with Source actually drives the activity for, again, what I call, you get the ride of a lifetime. So I don't have more responsibility stepping into more power. I have more ease, and I have more enjoyment, and I have more fun, and I play harder, and I count more and more on the universe partnering with me, because I'm delivering what the universe is already full of throughout nature. Now, maybe nature's a little quieter than I am, but here I am. I'm experimenting with my life, 50 years background in meditation, and now all this background in neurofeedback. And there's a certain kind of I about me that I love. But it's not the small I, it's the capital I. And it's a blending with Source that makes it possible.
Well, one of the messages I get listening is, don't confuse spirituality with Casper, being Casper Milquetoast, as you say, or being passive. That's perhaps more a function of personality than and one's approach.
Let me say this. My world is about allowing big time, and allowing is what brings me everything. I think there's, and everybody does it in their own way, but then again, I'm experimental anyway. This whole lifetime is experimental. And so I'm going to go on my path, for which I have, you know, a whole lifetime of learning about partnering with Source. And I don't drive anything. There's a big I, there's a big wonderment of life and a big wonderment of sharing, and there's a big documentation of how big life can be. And so that's kind of the I thing. I think consciousness is very often associated with humility,
Yes.
and I am really much more, I'm a big feeling nature. I feel out. Everything is about sensing out, receiving back. And so I'm in this big partnership with Source. The game is all about guidance. And the more you can partner with guidance, the more interesting life becomes. And really, there's the big I is the interesting part. Life becomes really, really interesting. And if you're driving it, that's a shortcoming. You can't drive it on your own. You got to be partnered with something much bigger than yourself. I did get us off track a bit, but.
No, I think I don't think so at all. I think that's a key element in what we've been talking about. So if we go back to the nation, the notion of prayer and prayer being the same as affirmation. You shared with me the concept of witness. And as I understand that, whatever you're praying for, whatever you're affirming, you then look to physical reality to see what's showing up. In the past, I've thought more of witness as like a witness in in a trial
Right.
or in a church, I think. People are called upon to bear witness to God or some spiritual experience they've had. But I'm hearing a different definition of witness from you today.
So, my reference for witness comes from radionics and dowsing and that type of thing, where if you're dowsing for water, pendulums or what do they call the rods or whatever,
Dowsing rods.
dowsing rods, good enough, thank you. You start with a witness, and a witness is if you're looking for water, the witness is maybe it's simply held in your mind, water, pure water, but I suspect that when people are dowsing for gold, they actually have some gold with them, and so the witness is, I'll use the term evidence and think about that. It's a sample of what you're dowsing for. So, and like I say, you would use gold. I would think that people that do a lot of dowsing, and maybe they've moved past that, but I would think having pure water, a good quality water in a jar as part of the dowsing, the witness for what you're looking for would be powerful. And so I use the term witness because, first off, I came from the world of affirmations. My high school teacher, English high school teacher, she let me out of high school. I was failing my senior year. I wasn't doing well with my family and this and that. And I started out goal setting and harnessing the subconscious mind. And so affirmations are a big concept for me as I go back to teaching people how to manage their mind, have discipline over their output. And so affirmations are powerful. We've discovered that prayer and affirmations are the same thing, and that a witness is when you start seeing evidence of your affirmations. And I'll give you an example. I don't know what actually comes to mind here, but let's say I'll
Well,
tell you
let me
something.
interject, since you mentioned it already. The guy's out dowsing for gold and he finds gold. If I'm understanding you correctly, that's the witness.
So
He's
what that okay, I'll give you an example.
succeeded
So you're right. So
in his
let's say
intention.
so that's right. So you're dowsing for gold, and the first thing that happens is you find a little bit of gold. So that's a witness. And what that witness becomes is another gradient of the affirmation, because the affirmation is, I am looking for gold. And as you start to find gold, that gold that you find in the ground or whatever becomes a witness for the affirmation, and it becomes an extension of the affirmation. So the witness becomes a gradient level next of the affirmation. A few days ago, and I don't, it's, I try to document these things, and I document as much insight as I can as it comes along. But I was somewhere, and I think I was in a car. I don't remember exactly how this worked, but I was with a friend, and there was a bunch of boxes, and this one box, it had some kind of printing on it, and it stuck out among the other boxes as having a big smile on the side of the box. Now, that's not what it was meant to be, but that's what the printing or the design, and it was different from the rest of them, was very distinct. And my attitude was, I operate in this state of being feeling very, I feel really good. I feel really good all the time. I've managed to, in consciousness, manage to feel in these elevated states all the time. And when I have a box smiling back at me, that is a witness to my state. Okay. That's probably a really good example. Does that make sense to you, what I'm saying?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Well, before we close this segment, I want to go back to gold again.
Okay.
And I'm out there with my dowsing rod, dowsing for gold. Is the affirmation the optimal affirmation? I am looking for gold, or I've found gold.
It's just gold. It's, see, I'm looking for gold. Sounds like it hasn't happened yet.
Right.
When the witness is what? Gold. So you got to leave the mind out of it. The witness is, that's why you got the gold there. Gold, dowsing. Gold, dowsing. You leave the, I can't wait for the gold to show up. You leave that part out.
Mm-hmm.
Gold, dowsing. And that message is, so it's the same way you talk to God. You leave the I want out, or I can't wait for it to happen, or I'm looking for gold.
Mm-hmm.
So it's simply gold. And that's how we want to learn how to clean up our affirmations, so that they're really crystal clear. And then it becomes easier to see evidence of it as what I call a witness.